AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says Iran wants to negotiate with the U.S. after his threat to strike the Islamic Republic over its bloody crackdown on protesters. Activists report more than 500 people have been killed and over 10,000 detained in connection with the demonstrations. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, police have arrested a man who drove a U-Haul box truck down a street of marchers, demonstrating in support of the Iranian people. Police say one person was hit yesterday in the incident, but nobody was seriously hurt. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on protests as ICE arrests continue in Minnesota.
Minnesota's Twin Cities is bracing for what many expect to be a new normal as the Department of Homeland Security carries out what it calls its largest enforcement operation ever. As agents continue to make arrests, protesters confronted federal agents and attempted to disrupt their operations as officers surrounded and stormed a house. Agents led the home's occupants away as angry protesters surrounded the yard, banging drums, honking horns, and blowing whistles. Minnesota's Democratic leaders are still pushing for transparency in the investigation into the shooting death of Renee Good, while Trump administration officials continue to dismiss complaints about local agencies being denied any participation in that investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Justice Department has subpoenaed the central bank. Powell says it's also threatening a criminal indictment over his congressional testimony about the Federal Reserve building's renovations. Trump has repeatedly attacked the Fed for not cutting its key interest rate. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Hamas says it will dissolve its government in Gaza once a Palestinian technocratic leadership committee takes over. AP correspondent Donna Ward reports on possible signs of life in the landfill collapse in the Philippines.
Rescuers in the central Philippines say they've detected signs of life following the collapse of a huge mound of garbage at a landfill. At least four workers are dead and more than 30 are still missing. 12 workers have been rescued since Thursday's collapse. Amarita Haynor is not as fortunate. She says, "My son is there. They already saw him and he was being retrieved. But his remains are still pinned down." Dozens of rescuers are racing against time to find more survivors, but they're working in dangerous conditions with rubble of iron bars and combustible heaps of garbage and debris. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.